Welcome back to the show. Bill Davis, your host here on Community Connection. And, of course, at KGMI.com, we always load up our interviews on our podcast page. You can listen to those if you miss a telephone number or a website thingy, you know, that webby thing that all the kids are talking about, that dub-dub-dub thing. Anyway, good to see Marsha Neal. She's with me today from Vibrant USA. You are, let's see, celebrating how many? It's 2005. My math's not very good today. How many years now?
16 years.
No.
Yeah.
You're kidding me. It's a company that specializes in Medicare and individual health insurance. Good seeing you. What's going on today?
Well, you know, as Bill mentioned, I am with Vibrant USA, an independent insurance agency specializing in Medicare insurance plans.
Didn't I just say that?
You didn't, but I just thought I'd throw that right in there.
Nice. Okay.
And we also specialize in individual insurance plans direct or through the Washington Health Plan Finder. Vibrant USA has offices in Linden, Bellingham, Everett, and Vancouver, Washington, and we've been providing our services since 2003.
Excellent. You know, I know that we've been learning about the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021. Everybody's been looking forward to this, but I bet there's some deadlines to deal with, right?
Yes, and it's really something I want to highlight today as we talk.
Okay.
These deadlines are right around the corner, so this information applies to folks not eligible for Medicare, but buying their own health insurance plans for themselves and their families. Under the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021, if you have purchased your individual insurance plan directly from an insurer, or you currently do not have individual insurance plan, there is a special enrollment period that ends on August 15th. To apply for insurance and receive tax credits to help cover the cost of your premiums, you must apply through the Washington Health Plan Finder. Applications for individual insurance must be completed by August 15th, or you'll have to wait until the annual enrollment period that doesn't start until November, and your effective date would be January 1st.
Yeah.
Also, another deadline is employees who were let go of their jobs due to no fault of their own and enrolled into COBRA coverage are eligible for 100% premium assistance through September 30th of 2021. For those folks on COBRA with their premiums being paid, be aware that for October, you will become responsible for the full premium. Losing the help with paying premiums does not qualify you to enroll into individual plans.
Ah.
So when COBRA runs out, you will qualify for a special enrollment period, but yeah, COBRA has to run out.
Gotcha.
Okay, and then you either can enroll through the exchange or directly to an insurer into an individual health plan, or you can change for January during the annual enrollment period, again, November 1st, through December 15th.
That's why I'm glad Marsha is here today, because you're on the clock, like they say at the NFL draft. Anything else we need to know about?
Yeah, there's something kind of important going on. So first, I am not a long-term care insurance expert, but I would like to mention that starting in January of 2022, employees in the state of Washington will have to mandatorily participate in a state-ran long-term care insurance program.
Hmm.
The program will be funded by an employee payroll tax of 0.58%. This includes all wages and remuneration of all W-2 employees. From what I read, there is no cap on the tax or limit of years you have to pay into it. Folks who have already have long-term care insurance policies, they can choose to opt out, but they must do so no later than November 1st, 2021. For more information on this program, our agents have some materials that they can help answer all your questions, but I would highly recommend calling a long-term care insurance agent to get all the facts.
Nothing like having an extra few things on your plate to deal with, right? sounds like you've been real busy. Do you still have time to help the KGMI listeners with Medicare?
Of course.
Maybe? Okay.
Right. Of course we do. So whether someone is turning 65 and on individual insurance plans or are now qualified for Medicare and they're 70 and they're ready to enjoy retirement, our agents are ready to assist them with their Medicare health insurance options. Our agents can help folks figure out everything from when do I need to enroll in Medicare Part A and Part B to how do I choose a plan and a health and drug plan. So it can all be a bit confusing, but our agents help make the process simple and easy to understand.
Well, when are you going to start doing the in-person Medicare seminars with adult beverages?
Yeah,
I'm totally stuck.
Our clients ask that all the time.
Yeah, sure. No, you're probably not doing it, but you're still doing them though, right?
Well, we are.
Not in person though.
Not in person yet. Yeah, so we are still holding live informational webinars where anyone new to Medicare or folks already on Medicare and wanting to review how it all works can attend a virtual seminar twice a month. We offer one at 10 a.m. and one at 5:30 p.m. Your listeners can find more information on these seminars by giving us a call or visiting our website at vibrantusa.com, or they can find us on Facebook. Mm-hmm. If listeners cannot make the seminars work with their schedules, then they can call for a one-on-one appointment with one of our agents who can cover the information, but on a more personal basis.
I'm looking forward to the in-person ones with adult beverages, or at least snacks anyway, one day. By the way, I hear there is a big event coming up later this month that you guys are involved with.
Yes, I'm so glad you asked about it, Bill. Yeah. So for the second year in a row, Vibrant USA is the title sponsor for Whatcom County's Picnic with a Purpose event. Mm-hmm. This event, which replaces the annual Senior Day in the Park picnic, will include a week of drive-through cookouts at five senior centers throughout the county, August 23rd through the 27th. The event is hosted by Whatcom Council on Aging, and participants will receive a delicious takeaway meal, as well as a bag filled with resources and swag from local organizations to help them reconnect with their local senior center and with community resources. For more information, location, and dates, visit whatcomcoa.org. Mm-hmm. Or look for information on the Vibrant USA Facebook page. We really hope to see you there.
Do you have a list of the schedule of the dates there in front of you?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why don't you lay those on us?
Okay, so on Monday, August 23rd, from 11:30 to 12:30, they'll be serving at the Sumas Senior Center. Mm-hmm. On Tuesday, the 24th, 11:30 to 1, the Linden Senior Center. Wednesday, the 25th, 11:30 to 1, at the Blaine Senior Center. And Thursday, the 22nd, 11:30 to 1 at the Ferndale Senior Center. And then Friday, 27th, 11:30 to 1 at the Bellingham Senior Activity Center.
Picnic with a Purpose. I like the name. That sounds like it's going to be a big, fun, cool event. Now, if anybody's got any questions about the deadlines, and he says with parentheses around it, deadlines that we discussed, because you scared me. You just scared me when you said, we got deadlines to deal with. Or if they need some more information on like Medicare health insurance or individual plans, things like that, and they want to work with Vibrant USA, what's the best way to get a hold of you guys?
Perfect. So we are happy to say our offices are now open. Of course, that can change quickly, as we all know. Mm-hmm. But we are able to assist our clients in person via video chat, over the phone, or by email, whichever works best for our clients. So our office hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5, at our toll-free number, 866-733-5111, or you can visit our website at vibrantusa.com and schedule an in-person video chat or phone appointment.
I'm just curious, technology-wise, are you guys using Zoom, or what do you guys do?
Yeah,
there?
We use a Zoom-type product, yeah.
So. I have a funny story. This agency shall remain nameless. Lisa and I, my wife Lisa,
yeah.
we were updating some things on some different policies we were looking at and such, and we were going to talk to somebody on a Zoom call. We said, okay, well, let's schedule a Zoom call. And this person said, we don't have Zoom. We don't do that. I went, okay. So they said, what about a telephone conference call? I forgot how to do that. We've been doing Zoom so long. When's the last time you set up an actual teleconference call, on the telephone?
Yeah, everybody looks at everybody now. We see their dirty houses. We see it all. Yeah.
Yeah, that is so much fun. Marcia Neal, Vibrant USA, it is always a pleasure to have you in here. You got to do me a favor and come back again and visit.
I will definitely do that. Thanks, Bill.
Always nice seeing you. We'll continue with Community Connection here in just a moment on KGMI.